Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring Herbie Hancock's classic 1965 album Maiden Voyage, plus a fine selection of improvised tunes from the 1920s to the present day. Starting then with this, Stanton Moore and Groove Academy with Root Cellar.
Thank you.
That was Stanton Moore and Groove Academy, Roots Cellar. Today on In The Moment, we're featuring an album recorded when Herbie Hancock was just 24 years old. It's a fabulous mixture of lyrical genius and hard-driving bop. Hancock was joined by Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, George Coleman, tenor, Ron Carter, bass, and Tony Williams on drums. The album was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder on the 17th of March 1965 and released on Blue Note Records. It was entitled Maiden Voyage, and it's effectively a concept album dealing with the themes of space, voyaging and the sea. Here's the title track. Thank you. Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage from the classic album of the same name. You heard Freddie Hubbard trumpet, George Coleman tenor, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams on drums, and of course Herbie Hancock on piano. Wonderful shimmering modal exploration. More from this album throughout today's programme. You're listening to In the Moment on Shefford Live 93.2 FM. Now let's listen to one of the most charismatic and spiritual saxophone players on the contemporary scene. Kenny Garrett's 2008 album Sketches of MD was recorded live at the Iridium Club in New York. Garrett, like Herbie Hancock before him, was a member of one of Miles Davis's groups, and this tune is called Wayne's Thang. We'll be right back. Kenny Garrett, alto saxophone, Pharaoh Sanders, tenor sax, Benito Gonzalez, keyboards, Nat Reeves, bass, Jamia Williams, drums, Wayne's thang. Kenny Garrett was brought up in Detroit and learned his craft playing with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and he'll be releasing a new album on the 27th of May called Do Your Dance on Mac Avenue Records. He's playing at Ronnie Scott's as well in London on the 15th and 16th of April. But don't worry about that. We'll be covering the album on In The Moment, Best Seat in the House, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Shortly we'll have another tune from today's featured album, Maiden Voyage by Herbie Hancock. First though, let's have a listen to a lovely offering from a piano player who crops up now and again on In The Moment. John Taylor was a British pianist with consummate skill and humility. He made many recordings with trumpeter Kenny Wheeler, and he was a member of Ronnie Scott's quintet. Here is a tune taken from his 2004 album Angel of the Presence, with bass player Pal Danielson and Martin France on drums. It was written, in fact, by Kenny Wheeler. It's called Intro to No Particular Song. Thank you. John Taylor, piano, Paul Danielson, bass, Martin Franz, drums, an intro to no particular song, lovely expressive playing and great interplay between the trio. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing all the best in improvised music from the 1920s to the present day. Today we're featuring Herbie Hancock's seminal 1965 album Maiden Voyage in our landmark release series. It's actually been difficult to get to these series because there have been so many interesting new releases this year. I'm glad we're doing so today. Herbie Hancock said that he wanted his music to evoke everything in the ocean, the flow of the current, the creatures, great, small and mythical, who live in the water, and the response of voyagers who experience it for the first time. This, then, is one of the more dramatic maritime soundscapes on the album. It's called The Eye of the Hurricane.
Thank you.
Wonderfully fluid playing there. Herbie Hancock piano, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, George Coleman tenor, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drums, and The Eye of the Hurricane from our featured landmark release series album Maiden Voyage, released in 1965 on Blue Note Records. When Herbie Hancock made this album, he was only 24, but he'd been a member of Miles Davis's band for 2 years, and that band in fact included two members of the group shown on this album, Ron Carter and Tony Williams, plus the genius of Wayne Shorter on saxophones, and of course, Miles Davis himself. We'll be listening to a tune from Miles Davis in about 10 minutes. First, though, let's hear from a trumpeter of an earlier generation, performing live, though, also in 1965, the unmistakable tones of Louis Armstrong, who kindly introduces this song for us himself.
A kiss to build a dream on, man. Dream on, then my imagination will drive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. I kiss to build a dream on. Yes. Give me a kiss before you leave me. My imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. I kiss the build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Babe, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give. I guess that is a dreamer. Imagination will make that moment live, yeah. Give me what you alone can give. I can stop in the dreamer.
The wonderfully titled A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Recorded live in Paris in 1965 with Eddie Shue clarinet, trombonist Tyree Glenn, Billy Carr piano, and an unnamed rhythm section on my copy at least. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Now for something slightly different from a slightly different sound world. Musical cubbyholes don't work for the Swedish sound factory Tom Brokett, apparently. Formed around Esbjörn Svensson trio bassist Dan Berglund, guitarist Johan Lindstorm, together with Martin Hedoras, amongst other things a member of the successful indie rock band The Soundtrack of Our Lives, on various acoustic and electronic pianos, plus drummer Andreas Verlin. Tom Brokett have forged a band sound somewhere between jazz rock and neo-folk. They've got a new album just out this month called Forever Greens on the ACT label. Let's have a listen. This tune, a play perhaps on the standard Flight of the Foobirds, is called First Flight of a New Bird. That was First Flight of a New Bird by Swedish jazz rock group Tom Brookett. I like it. Dan Berglund bass, Johan Lindstrom guitar, Martin Hedros keyboards, Andreas Verlin drums. Haven't had a chance to listen to most of the tracks on their new album, which is called Forever Greens. I will do, and maybe feature some more tunes in forthcoming In The Moment programmes. Well, that's almost it for this hour of In The Moment. Do stay listening. More fabulous offerings from Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage and songs from Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole and a little Kenny Burrell after 11 o'clock. Now, though, for our final tune this hour. In 1961, Miles Davis recorded the standard All of You live with Hank Mobley tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. The band was swinging hard and it sounded like this. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's well. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we